Zhenghu, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 7. Shen and Panguan. Patterns of Disharmony. Deficient Shen Jing. Deficient Shen Yang. Deficient Shen Yin. Shen fails to receive qi. Water overflowing. The foundation of Shen pathology are the deficiencies of Shen Qi, Shen Jing, Shen Yin, and Shen Yang, and also the failure of Shen to receive Qi and to govern water. Just as there is considerable overlap between the four pairs of concepts, Shen Qi, Shen Jing, Shen Yin, and Shen Yang, there is similar overlap between the four deficiency patterns, deficient Shen Qi, deficient Shen Jing, deficient Shen Yin, and deficient Shen Yang. Here, the pattern deficient Shen Jing is taken to include deficient Shen Qi and deficient Shen Jing, without bias to Yin or Yang. The pattern of deficient Shen Yang indicates deficiency of Yang aspects of both Shen Qi and Shen Jing. Similarly, the pattern of deficient Shen Yin refers to the Yin aspect of both Shen Qi and Shen Jing. The meaning given to each of these four patterns in any particular book can only be gained from a careful study of the signs listed under each pattern. Origins of Shen patterns of disharmony. The origins of the patterns of disharmony of Shen are summarized in Figure 7.3 below. Deficient prenatal Jing. If the Jing of the parents is deficient, then the Jing of the child may also be deficient. If one or both of the parents are too old, exhausted, or unhealthy prior to conception, or the birth is premature, the Jing of the child may be deficient. Excess sex. What is excess sexual activity for one person may not be excess for another. It depends on the state of health of a particular person at a particular time. If a person is young with a strong constitution and good health, he is likely to be able to engage safely in more sexual activity than a person who is old and ill, with a weak constitution. However, not just the quantity, but the quality of sexual activity is important. Sexual activity when a person is exhausted or emotionally upset may not only aggravate these conditions, but also deplete Jing. The Neijing calls winter the time of closing and storing, when the energies of the body go deeper, and when the yang of the body should not be disturbed. Hence, sexual activity should be reduced in this season. Spring, when the yang of the body rises and becomes active, is a time when sexual activity is naturally at its maximum. Traditionally, Jing deficiency due to excess sexual activity is greater in men than in women, although it occurs in both. And women suffer loss of Jing in childbirth, especially from a number of births following closely upon each other. Excess sex depletes Jing and may also deplete Shen Yang or Shen Yin. Which of these predominates depends on whether the individual initially tends to deficient Shen Yang or deficient Shen Yin. If the initial tendency is to deficient Shen Yin, then excess sexual activity will aggravate this condition by further depleting Jing Ye. For a person who tends to deficient Shen Yang, excess sex will further deplete Min Man Fire and Yang, thus aggravating this condition. Emotional disturbance. Severe acute fear or fright may damage Shen Yang with a sudden loss of control over defecation and urination. The temporary loss of the capacity of Yang to hold things within the body. Chronic fear can similarly cause enuresis by damage to Shen Yang, and is especially common in children. In individuals with initial tendency to deficient Chang'in, chronic fearful anxiety may damage Chang'in, and signs of restlessness and insomnia may arise from subsequent deficiency of Chang'in, see page 130. Other factors. Jin naturally decreases with age, but this process may be aggravated by chronic illness and overwork. Since these two factors will cause deficiency of other Zangfu, such as Pi and Wei, resulting in poor replenishment of postnatal Jin. Deficient Shenjing. Bone signs. Late or incomplete fontanel closure in infants. Slow physical development. Generally poor skeletal development. Brittle bones. Lumbar soreness. Weakness of knees. Poor teeth. Brain signs. Slow mental development. Mental dullness. Poor memory. Premature senility. Dizziness. Ear signs. Deafness and tinnitus. Reproduction signs. Weak sexual activity. Amenorrhea. Infertility, etc. Hair signs. Graying and premature hair loss. Pulse signs. Deep and weak. Tongue signs. Various. Pathology. This list of signs of deficient Shenjing assumes that yin and yang are equally deficient, and that there are no signs of heat or cold. Generally, in practice, yin and yang are not equally deficient and one or the other predominates. In this book, patterns which are predominantly of the deficient yang aspect of Jing are listed under deficient Shenyang, and those of the deficient yin aspect of Jing are listed under deficient Shenyin. Some texts omit this category of deficient Shenjing and deal only with the patterns of deficient Shenyang and deficient Shenyin, and the derivative categories. Deficient Shenjing signs include problems of birth, development, reproduction and aging, with specific reference to formation and function of systems governed by Shen, bones, brain, ears and hair. For example, deficient Jing results in deficient marrow, and thus in weakness of bones and brain. A deep, weak pulse is often a sign of general Shen deficiency, but the tongue pattern will vary according to whether the deficiency is predominantly of yin or of yang. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to strengthen Shenjing using reinforcing method. Tai Shi, which is kidney 3. Shen Shu, BL23. Guan Yang, Ren 4. Zhuang Shan Li, ST36, is strengthened Shen. Zhu Shan Li, ST36, strengthens replenishment of postnatal Jing. And Da Chui, Bladder 11, is meeting point of bones, strengthen bones. Xuan Chong, Gallbladder 39, is meeting point of marrow, which strengthen bones. Various points may be added for specific problems, for example, Yi Fen, TV17 for tinnitus, Yin Yu, kidney 10 for problems of the knee joints, or Yao Yang Guang, DU3 for problems of the blood buck. Common disease patterns. Deficient Shenjing may be a component of various disease patterns, including slow physical and mental development in children, infertility, tinnitus, and premature senility. Deficient Shenyang. The general deficient Yang signs: bright, pale face, aversion to cold, cold limbs, lassitude, and apathy. Deficient Jin Yang signs: sore cold back, weakness and cold in knees, reduced sexual drive, impotence, sterility, spermatoria, loose teeth, and deafness. Jin Ye signs: copious clear urine, incontinence or reduced urine and oedema. Deficient Pi Yang signs: loss of appetite, loose stools, lassitude and debility. Pulse signs: deep, weak, slow. Tongue signs: pale, flabby, perhaps with a thin and white coat. Pathology: the function of Yang are to move, warm and active the body processes, activate the body processes, and to protect and hold in and hold up the body components. Hence, deficient Yang results in deficient warmth, and hence feeling of cold. The deficient movement contributes to the lassitude and to the deep, weak, slow pulse. The pale face and pale, flabby tongue result from the deficient circulation of qi and xue to the tongue and to the face. Deficient Shen Yang may or may not involve deficient Jing. If it does, then there may also be signs of deficient Jing, especially of the Yang aspect of Jing. Hence, the sensation of cold is especially in the lumbar and knee rejoins, and there are problems of reproduction, and possibly of ears, teeth, etc. Shen is said to store the will, and if Shen, and especially Shen Yang, is deficient, this may lead to a lack of drive, either generally, hence the apathy, or in the specific case of reproduction, to a lack of sexual drive. The function of Yang is also to hold things in, and if Yang is deficient, spermatoria may occur, the leakage of sperm without erection or orgasm. Deficient Shen Yang may result in failure to hold in urine, hence incontinence or frequency, or especially if there's deficient Shen Yang is associated with a deficient Pi Yang, there may be failure to transform and transport Jin Ye properly, with consequential reduced urination and oedema. Deficient Pi Yang may also involve loss of appetite and loose stools. The general deficiency of qi and xue resulting from deficient Pi Yang may result in malnutrition of the muscles and hence in lassitude and general debility, weak pulse, and pale tongue with thin white coat. Derivative patterns: deficiency of Shen Yang may involve one or more of four derivative patterns. Deficient Shen Jing: Shen Qi not firm, Shen fails to receive Qi, water overflowing. Deficient Shen Jing: each of the four derivative patterns has signs of deficient Shen Yang, in addition to signs specific to itself. For example, deficient Shen Jing has the basic signs of Shen Yang deficiency: weakness and cold in lumbar region and knees, aversion to cold, deep, slow, weak pulse, and pale, flabby tongue with thin white coat. In addition, deficient Shen Jing has signs concerned with reproduction and development, as discussed above. Shen Qi not firm: in addition to basic deficient Shen Yang signs, this pattern has signs related to failure of the Yang function of holding in Jin Ye, as in incontinence of sperm or urine. There may be abundant, frequent urination with incontinence, enuresis, and weak flow or dribbling after urination. If the deficient Shen Yang is associated with deficient Pi Yang, there may be the inability of yang to hold up the organs, with subsequent prolapse. See page 90. Shen fails to receive qi. In addition to basic deficient Shen Yang signs, this pattern has signs related to the failure of Shen to hold down the qi sent down by Fei in respiration. The qi then rebels upward, resulting in difficult inhalation and shortness of breath aggravated by exhaustion, cough and asthma. Here, deficient Shen Yang may also result in abundance or incontinence of urine, especially during asthma attack, due to inability of Shen Yang to hold the urine within Panguang. The close relationship of Shen and Fei in movement of Qi results in the tendency for deficiency of Shen to result in deficiency of Fei, and vice versa, so that often these two patterns of disharmony occur together. Water overflowing. In this pattern, there may be the simultaneous occurrence of four Yangzhan deficiencies: deficient Shen Yang, deficient Pi Yang, deficient Fei Yang, deficient Xin Yang. In addition to the basic Shen Yang signs, there are those associated with insufficient Yang for proper Jing Ye metabolism and movement, for example, reduced urination and edema. If Shen Yang fails to support Pi Yang, then the failure of the Pi function of transformation and transportation of Jing Ye may result in distension of the abdomen by accumulation of fluids. If Shen Yang fails to support Fei Yang, then firstly there may be the signs of mutual weakness of Shen and Fei, described in the previous pattern, for example, shortness of breath, cough and asthma. Secondly, there may be failure of Shen and Fei functions of circulation of Jing Ye, resulting in copious watery sputum, edema of the face, and general disruption of the harmony of Jing Ye. If Xin Yang deficiency is also involved, there may be the combination of such signs as palpitation, shortness of breath, and edema. This is a deficiency pattern complicated by excess, that is, the deficiency of Shen Yang is complicated by local excess, specifically the accumulation of Jing Ye. Treatment. The principle of treatment is basically to strengthen and warm Shen Yang using reinforcing method and moxa, and to treat whichever additional pattern predominates. General deficient Shen Yang, Tai Shi, kidney 3, and Shen Shu, bladder 23, or strengthen Shen, and if moxa is used, strengthen Shen Yang. Guan Yang is Ren 4 and Ming Man Du 4, or strengthen Shen, especially Shen Yang. Qi Hai is Ren 6, strengthen circulation of Qi, especially if moxa is used, disperses cold and damp. Deficient Xin Yang. In addition to the general points, points may be added depending on the predominant disharmony, for example, Shi Chue, kidney 13, and Ji Kong, for infertility. Shen Qi not firm. In enuresis, for example, Bai Hui, DU 20, and San Yin Zhao, spleen 6, can be added to the basic points. Bai Hui, especially with moxa, strengthens the yang and, in particular, its ability to hold fluids and organs up. San Yin Zhao, in this context, strengthens the qi of the three leg yin channels, thus helping Panguang to retain fluids. Shen fails to receive qi. In asthma, for example, points such as Shang Zhong, Ren 617, Xuanji,
Ren 25, 24, 21, and Tian Tu, Ren 22, may be added to assist rebellious Pei Qi to descend properly. Zhu Sang Li, stomach 36, may be used to nourish Pi and Wei, and hence Shen.
Water overflowing. In Enema, for example, such point as San Yin Jiao, spleen 6, in Lin Kuang, spleen 9, and Shui Fan, Ren 9, may be added to strengthen Qi and eliminate dump. Wei Yang, bladder 53, the lower He point of San Jiao, may be added to remove obstruction from the water passages. Pi Shu, bladder 20, especially with Moxa, can be added to warm and strengthen Pi Yang, to transform Jinye and eliminate the dump. Li Chu, LU lumbar 7, and Fei Shu, bladder 13, may be added to strengthen the dispersing and descending function of Fei, and Xin Shu, bladder 15, may be used with reinforcing method and Moxa to strengthen Xin Yang.
Common disease patterns. Patterns involving deficient Xin Yang cover a very wide range indeed. Neurasthenia, adrenal or thyroid hypofunction, diabetes insipidus, lumbago, chronic nephritis, incontinence, impotence, infertility, asthma, emphysema, pulmonary heart disease, cardiac insufficiency, edema and chronic diarrhea, chronic ear disorders.
Deficient Shen Yang, Shen Yin. General signs: malar flush, thirst, constipation, dark urine. Deficient in signs: palms and soles hot, night sweats. Deficient Jing signs: sore knees and back, tenderness, dizziness, poor memory, nocturnal emissions with dreams, premature ejaculation. Pulse signs: thin and rapid. Tongue signs: red with no coat, perhaps with cracks.
Pathology. Symptoms here are those of deficient in and of heat, and of deficient Shen Jing, especially of its in aspects. Which of these categories of signs predominates will depend on the situation. For example, if Jing Yin are severely damaged by heat and dryness, the deficient Shen Yin may progress to blazing Shen Fire condition. Sometimes listed as a separate pattern of disharmony with signs of more severe heat, especially in the upper body. The heat and dryness associated with yin deficiency results in such signs as thin body, thirst, thin rapid pulse, and thin red tongue with little coat. If the yang aspect of jing is the predominant deficiency, then, as stated above, there may be reduced sexual desire, impotence, and leakage of sperm without erection or orgasm. If the yin aspect of jing is the predominant deficiency, then there may be mental, physical, and sexual restlessness and over-excitability. This may result in premature ejaculation and in nocturnal emission with dream disturbed or restless sleep. However, though this may seem an excess condition compared to the pattern of the deficient yang aspect of jing, which is more obviously a deficiency, nevertheless, both conditions are based on deficiency. Therefore, although the yin deficiency may give rise to sexual hyperactivity, This will only further aggravate the underlying deficiency of yin and of yin. Sweating. The sweating resulting from deficient yin must be differentiated from the sweating result from deficient yang. In chronic deficiency condition, sweating may occur in the daytime with or without exercise, or in the night. Daytime sweating may mean Wei Qi is not properly regulating the pores and holding Jing Yi inside the body due to deficiency of Qi, especially deficiency of Yang. Yang deficiency will be most apparent in the daytime, the time of the greatest activity of Yang. Hence, daytime sweating. At night, when yin should be dominant and the body less active, if there is not enough yin to control the heat, the latter may deficient yin will tend to be accompanied by signs of heat, and sweating due to deficient yang will tend to be accompanied by signs of cold. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to strengthen yin, using reinforcing method but not amoxa, and to pacify fire. If this is blazing, using reducing method, and to attend to any other patterns that may predominate. Such points as the following may be used. Tai Shi is Kidney 3, strengthens Shen, and in this case, Shen Yin. Shen Shu, Bladder 23, strengthens Shen, and in this case, may disperse heat in the lower jaw. Wan Yuan, Ren 4, strengthens Shen, and though especially used for deficiency of Shen Yang, can also strengthen Shen Yin in this case. Chua Hai, Kidney 6, strengthens Shen Yin, eliminates heat. San Yin Jiao, Spleen 6, strengthens Yin of Shen and Gong. Together with Liu 7, strengthens Yin of Shen and Fei. Yong Chuan, Kidney 1 and Lang Yu, Kidney 2, are maybe added to pacify fire, and Yong Quan, especially to calm Shen and hyperactive Yang of Gang and Xin. In addition to these general points, points may be added depending on the particular disharmony manifested by a particular patient. For example, in essential hypertension of the deficient yin, hyperactive yang type, the following points may be added. Huan Qi, Gallbladder 20, pacifies hyperactive yang. Ku Qi, Large Intestine 11, and Zhu Sang Li, Stomach 36, are both on Yang channels, may be used to drain excess from Yang channels. And Tai Chong, Liver 3, pacifies hyperactive Yang and Wind. Common disease patterns. As with deficient Shen Yang, the patterns of deficient Shen Yin cover a wide range of disease categories. Essential hypertension, tachycardia, hyperthyroidism, diabetes mellitus, lumbago, chronic nephritis, chronic urogenital infections, menstrual problems, pulmonary TB, and chronic ear problems. Summary. The Shen function of storing Jing is of fundamental importance to the body. Deficient Shen Jing results in disharmonies of birth, growth, development, reproduction, bones, brain, ears, and hair. Since Shen is the foundation of Yin Yang within the body, relative deficiency of Shen Yin or Shen Yang may affect the balance Yin and Yang in the other Zhang Fu. Hence, patterns of deficient Shen Yin or deficient Shen Yang are often found in association with one or more patterns of deficiency of Yin or Yang of the other organs or other Zhang Fu. There is a close association between the Shen function of ruling the water and the activities of the other Zhang Fu involved in Jin Ye metabolism. Hence, Shen deficiency is likely to be associated with disharmony of these other Zhang Fu in the context. There is a close association in respiration between Fei that sends down the Qi and Shen that holds it down. Deficient Shen Qi and deficient Fei Qi are often associated. The very close association between Shen and Pang Wang leads to the common association of this Zhang Fu pair in patterns of disharmony and to the use of points of Shen, Shen Jing Luo to treat disharmonies of Pang Guang, and conversely, the use of points on Pang Guang Jing Luo to treat disharmonies of Shen.